This is a HeadGum Original.
In 1977, NASA sent two solid gold records into space so that aliens might find them and understand life on Earth.
I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet
and friendly wishes to all who may encounter this voyager.
Now, we're making new records with our friends.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Konnichiwa.
Hola y saludos a todos.
Assalamu alaikum.
We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship. We know full well that our planet and all its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe that surrounds us.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
Well. What does it sound like? Does that sound cool or bad?
It sounds like a dog like chewing on a sock.
Welcome back to another episode of ASMR with Shelby and EJ. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the shop.
This is one of the role plays.
I did a mouse sound.
This is one of the role plays. Allie just threw the headphones over it. And I want everyone to know, if someone did that to me, I was in Allie's position, I would have killed them.
Yep.
I would have gotten out of my chair. I would have punched them so hard in the face, they would have passed away because that sound would have killed me. I would have been in a fit. It's a fight or flight thing.
Uh-huh.
And I would have had to fight.
Yeah.
But Allie really respectfully threw her headphones off and just sort of froze.
Yeah.
That's the third option.
There was fear in her eyes. I don't want to, I mean.
Fight, flight, freeze.
Yeah. Fawn.
But
there's a fourth,
all my love
too.
To you. You guys are like, why do you keep referencing producers that aren't Anya? Anya is still gone.
Anya's still gone at a 3-week long bachelorette party.
So, Anya, if you're listening, I can't imagine that you are. Anya doesn't listen when it's not her job. And
I mean, yeah.
Anya only listens when she's getting paid.
Super random. I don't know why.
But Anya, if you are listening.
Love you.
Love you, girl. We hope that it's so fun out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't let us leave the studio.
And just know that I owe you a huge apology. It seems like they make it hot in here no matter if you're here or not.
Yeah.
And I've blamed you for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it couldn't be your fault, because if it was, it would be cooler in here now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot, hot, hot still.
Yeah. That was really hard for Shelby to do, but thank you. Thanks.
So, Anya.
Mm-hmm. Don't cry.
I'm trying not to.
Don't.
Anya, it is not your fault.
Mm.
And you are better at your job than I ever knew because of the heat thing.
Uh-huh.
I always thought the heat thing was you being bad at your job. But it turns out it's like really like just like something.
Nah, don't cry.
It's like we live in like a hot climate. And sometimes it's hard to keep a room cold. So. And you were meeting you.
Thank you, Shelby.
My phone's vibrating.
cool.
Sorry, I'm super popular.
Yeah. The phone's blowing up.
No, it's Casey. He's like, stop apologizing to Anya.
Yeah.
She asked us to heat the room up.
We're just following her orders.
She's like, it's definitely not her being bad at her job. It's her being intentional.
Yeah. And honestly, it's working. I mean, the podcast is perfect.
The podcast is perfect. It's the hot cast with the hot questions and the even hotter hosts.
Get your hosts here.
I want Sean Evans on the podcast.
Hmm?
You ever watch Hot Ones?
No.
Oh, my God. Do you?
Yeah.
Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah. That show rocks. Agreed?
Look,
Hot Ones is a YouTube Everyone's like, we know. Hot Ones is a YouTube channel. Actually, it's on First We Feast is the channel, but it's like a sub series channel. And it's just this guy, Sean Evans. Shout out, Sean. You're the king. Mm. And he interviews people while they eat really hot wings.
Oh.
It's the hot show with even hotter questions. And I always like to think that we have that show, except for instead of hot wings, we heat up the room.
Totally. I think
that we have no questions.
That is what we do.
Yeah.
And you can feel
it. It's a hot show with a hot room.
Yeah. The energy is like palpable.
Hot air, hot lights, and a hot, 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 hot temperature.
Yeah.
And a fever. Everyone on this podcast has a fever.
That's the thing. And we make sure of that.
Yeah.
We actually do COVID tests to make sure that they have COVID.
Yeah. We're the only podcast airing right now that admittedly makes sure their guests have COVID. That was a missed opportunity. Peak COVID, there should have been a podcast that was like everyone that has COVID.
Oh my God, that would have been amazing.
You would have had people understanding symptoms better. Mm-hmm. It would be like, here's what I'm feeling. They would have had a hard time saying it, but it would have been, they would have been saying it.
Yeah.
And so I would have been like, oh my God, that's what it feels like.
Right.
Totally. Allie's just kind of like, I don't think it would have been successful.
Yeah. I think like, it would have been a stretch in 2020 where that would have been like the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, yeah, it just definitely a missed opportunity. I don't want to be the host of it. Instead it would have been really, I think, emotionally heavy. But
oh my God, it would have been really intense.
I think, yeah, peak COVID, it would have had to, you know, there would have been a rise and fall. It would be off the air by now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
COVID still exists.
We're still in the pandemic. Still in a pandemic.
I mean, no one would be listening anymore. They'd be like, we get it.
All my friends got it. So.
We get it. All of us have had it. If you haven't had it, you're one in a million. My girlfriend still hasn't had COVID.
Whoa.
Crazy. And that's why you're dating her. I famously got it at my dad's funeral. No, I got it before my dad's funeral. So.
Well, what?
He's like, so, no. Not that thing again.
What's been up, Shelby? What's new?
What has been? Literally, I have no idea. It's been so hot, genuinely. I know that that's the joke of the podcast, but
it's been hot.
Outside in Los Angeles, it has been so gross.
Yeah,
hot.
I don't know if the I've listeners been doing are a lot too. Yeah.
That is free clout for the girlies. Keep that in.
And
actually, cut take it out. I don't want more people using bleep that as well. And now I won't name it again, so you guys won't hear as many beeps.
Wait, do I know what you're talking about? There's a billboard for it, right?
I don't know if there's a billboard for it. I hope they take it down. I want few people to have it so that I have my pick of the litter. There is an application for mobile devices that allows you to swim in other people's pools.
Right.
For a fee. And I think it's a perfect business.
Yeah. I mean, I will say back in college, I used to do that the old-fashioned way, which was just sneak into hotels and jump in the pool.
Right. So that is another way to do it. But then you're usually inside and the pool's not very nice. This is someone's gorgeous home in, like, the hills.
Whoa.
You get to live like the stars for just a couple hours for a fee. And I think that's really gorgeous. I love to do it. I did have one recently where I got there and I guess the guy also does, and you don't have to bleep this because people can use this all they want. I hope the prices go down. Airbnb. Also had an Airbnb there and the Airbnb guest was like, hey, do you guys mind if I swim with you?
Oh.
And it was like, well, kind of. But obviously we're not going to say that. So we were like, no, that's fine. And this guy
How
just
How big was the
didn't...
pool? Was it like crowded or?
Not that big. And also, like, it wasn't like he just, like, was, got in the water and then got out. Like, or he was, like, engaging in every conversation. Oh, like, so if you started a conversation with someone, it was 3 seconds till, like, Jaws music plays and he, like, swam up.
Whoa.
It was like, duh, nah. And then he was like, what are you guys talking about? And you were like, what is going on with you?
I mean, that's pretty intense.
So it was
he was
so
lonely.
Weird.
He was lonely.
Well, he was traveling by himself and I like, do honestly respect the hustle. You would see me seeing people at the pool and getting back into the room. So all my respect to someone who's willing to put themselves out there like that. That being said, absolutely do not ask me to join a swim that I had to pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to a public pool.
Maybe he didn't realize that you were paying for it.
Well, who else did he think I was, is my question.
Friends of the host.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know why I'm, like, defending this guy so hard. I don't even...
Yeah, it just feels, like, really personal almost. Like, you don't want me to be right.
I just think I, like, want you to think for a second about this guy who was, like, traveling alone and, like...
So enamored with L.A.
As though I'm not. I love it here.
Are you enamored by L.A.?
Am I enamored by L.A.? I'm charmed. Sometimes. Sometimes.
In what ways?
Oh, this is a positivity podcast.
It's the hot show, hot questions, and hot takes on how to make your life a little bit better. This is Keeping Records.
I'm charmed by LA when I like, I mean, well, this is going to be foreshadowing for me. I like to be a part of something big. I like to feel like I'm in a place
They're talking about the earthquake. They're talking about the impending big one.
A feeling of having a stake in something that's going to be so large it's scary.
And that's the big storm that they say is coming to California. Yep. It is crazy to live in California.
They keep saying
something really bad will happen here, and it's always a different thing. They're like, there's going to be a really big earthquake that'll ruin your life. There's going to be a really big storm that's going to ruin your life. And I think there was a tornado here recently.
Well, when I was starting to plan to move here with my partner, Rue, listeners should get on a first name basis with Rue because they come up a lot.
I don't think I really ever say Lindsay's name. I say my girlfriend. Her name's Lindsay.
Her name's Lindsay, you guys. Call her by her name.
Call her by her name.
She's more than Shelby's girlfriend.
Eating a peach in front of a fireplace. Army Hammer, bad guy.
Yeah.
Army Hammer, bad.
Bad. Boo, yeah.
But peach, good.
Ooh.
Demi Chalamet, we'll see.
Not sure. Jury's out.
I really don't know. I can't wait to find out. I mean,
something's got to give.
Something. One day, something will come out. Either this guy's awesome or this guy's bad.
Yeah. This guy's confused. Yeah. Anyways, when I was starting to plan to move to California, Rue kept just being like, I mean, we got to do it soon because it's going to be underwater. And it was like, yeah. I mean, yeah. But then also, it's like,
why build a life there?
Yeah, but then it's like, we're going to go there with the intent of staying for a while.
Yeah, and hopefully avoiding the bad thing.
Right.
When I moved here, it was sort of like, this is really functionally stupid.
Yeah, right.
Now I'm going to get out there. Because mama needs to be in Hollywood.
Mama's a movie star.
Mama's a movie. Have never been in a movie.
Doesn't matter. Not in L.A. Doesn't matter.
People aren't calling. If you're a producer making a movie.
Hey, Mickey Mouse.
Ring, ring. Yeah, L.A. is going to be part of the ocean.
Sure, yeah. And then we'll all be in whatever, Montana. I don't know.
That would be so nice. But then that'll heat up and then it'll be bad again.
Yeah.
But that's pretty far north. I mean, maybe it'll stay cool.
I think I read somewhere that the place that's going to be like the most protected from climate change in the U.S. for the longest is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is unfortunate because—
As an Ohio person, it's tricky to hear I'm supposed to go to Michigan, but okay.
Yeah.
If it means I get to stay alive, although if we all go there, I'm sure it'll stop being the most protected.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be gorgeous. Pure Michigan, baby.
Yeah, I wonder if we have any Michiganian listeners.
This podcast is brought to you by puremichigan.org. Michigan, the land of lakes. It's gorgeous here.
It's gorgeous here. Like that. God.
That's how they made me say it.
It's gorgeous.
And said in the copy, Shelby, say, you know how to say this.
Yeah. And I was like, do you?
I called. I said, what way? And they were like, you know.
You know the way, yeah.
And then I tried six different kinds. And then they said, you did it there, but we won't tell you which one. And then eventually.
Yeah. And then they were like, do that one again, but with a smile on Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
Pure Michigan. Visit here. It's going to be the time of your life, girl. Or boy.
Or boy.
Or neither.
Girl. Or boy. Or both.
Or
both.
Or neither.
Or neither.
However you identify, be pure, religiously, in Michigan. You were asking what kind of stuff is on my TikTok lately, earlier, off camera.
Yeah, it was
a lot of LDS content. Mormon.
Oh.
Latter-day Saints. Church of the Latter-day Saints.
Wait, actually, like Mormons making TikToks?
Yeah, I saw one today that had me going, how'd this get here?
For those listening, Shelby scratched her head quizzically.
They could hear. No dandruff.
That's a huge brag.
Yeah. Well, I washed my hair with beep, 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 beep. They can't see my mouth.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's knees and toes.
Okay.
That's all right. The shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, no, we got it. Is it a 2-in-1?
What if I was like Celtic Blue? That has nothing to do with the song. No, I use two separate products. They have like a whole lot. They have so much. You can really go crazy. You can go crazy with. I also use sneeze and toes. I use knees and toes.
Knees and toes, their body wash. God.
No, I got one today, an LDS TikTok that was someone, usually the ones I would get, and I think this was my gateway drug, was people who'd left the Mormon church.
On Rumspringa. Nope, that's Amish.
That's Amish. Yeah. They are different. Sort of the same, but a lot different. But they got some stuff, but they're both different. And a lot of people left, and I was kind of like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Why are they leaving? Famously, I'm fascinated by the soaking of it all. If you know, you know. You know soaking?
No. Like, cool. Body soak. Oh.
No. Soaking is how, allegedly, if you're Mormon, you can correct me. I don't care.
I'm sure we have a lot of Mormon listeners, so.
Yeah, imagine. They're like these sinners. Allegedly, because they can't have sex, Mormons, unless married and to procreate, you can't have sex for pleasure, I think, is the rule. Do you know that? Anyone? You're both so Mormon.
Fact checking.
In case you're both Mormon. Yeah. Still.
That's really important to us is all Mormon producers. So yeah. Something we like.
I has gone on a Mormon thing. So... No, but I think it's that you can't have sex for pleasure.
Okay.
And so instead of fucking, they soak, which is they just enter and sit. And then so there's something called a jump pump.
Nope.
When you're soaking, someone.
Why do they call it soaking?
Because you're soaking in there. And then there's something called a jump pump where a friend, so you'd be soaking with your partner.
Obviously.
And then, and this is a man and a woman just because of sort of the way that Mormons are. And,
yeah.
Which is straight. And
hetero.
And a friend jumps on the bed to simulate penetration because then they're not actively humping. Like, they're not doing the thing. They are victims of the thing. And so it's supposed to be like a workaround.
See,
it's like when Christians were like,
kinky.
You can fuck in the butt.
That's kinky.
Of course it is. They're the kinkiest people. They're the horniest people on earth. They don't fuck. So anyway, like, I think that was part of what got me into LDS talk, which was that
you were watching videos of soaking?
No, I was watching videos of people joking. Yeah, I was watching porn. I'm porn soaking. That's so gross.
You can search anything in the world and that's what you search.
Yeah, I go porn soak.
Soak. Keep it simple.
I'm imagining someone being like, I want to see porn at a water park. Like soaking porn. And it's just two like people in button-up shirts with ties.
They probably keep
being
their
like
shirts
Elder
on.
Weiss. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
God, I'm bummed out now, man. Shit.
No, you don't have to be. This is how they're getting it. Like,
yeah,
if they didn't have this, they'd have nothing.
Yeah.
So, I'm pro jump pump, even though I think it's gnarly. I think it's hilarious. I think it's one of the funniest things in the world.
It's sweet
anyway,
in a way.
In looking at people talking about it or joking about it, yeah. I have now entered LDS talk.
Yeah.
Trouble is a brewing.
Really?
And today I got one. Usually the ones I get are people who left. And I'm like, that is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But today I got one of a guy who's actively still in it and was just being like, it is sometimes hard to be me, but I do still love my faith. And I was like, how did I get here? I'm not supposed to be with the people that still like the church.
Was it like the kind of TikTok that you stumble upon? It has like two likes, or was it like?
No, it was. He had a following? It was. Well, so the problem is he's gay, but he's still in the Mormon church, and he was. Stop. His bio was something being like edgy LDS, and it was like he doesn't go to second hour, which is I guess there's 2 hours of church. So,
well, we'll give him a year. To see if he's still with it, I mean.
I guess maybe they were like, this guy should leave. Maybe get involved. Like, they were like, you're usually watching people who left the church. Maybe get involved with this guy who should. But TikTok, I don't want to be on Mormon talk. I want to be on fun talk. Like, this stuff's funny, TikTok.
Yeah.
Or this stuff is crazy, TikTok.
I love this stuff is crazy, TikTok.
I love this stuff is crazy, TikTok.
And someone's like, whoa.
Sad Girl Swag TikTok account. Free clout for you, girlie. I love you, girl. She's just watching satisfying things and saying if it's swag or not. She rocks.
All positivity. My love to you, girl. Positivity podcast. That's what we're all about.
Anyone who puts in effort into what they're doing, she's always like, that's swag. It's swag to try.
It is swag to try. It is. Not everybody knows that.
Everyone thinks it's not swag to try. Everyone thinks it's swag to be cavalier. Well, it's not.
Yeah.
Today we have a guest that can't stop trying as hard as they can. He hosts podcasts you love. Well, one podcast you love, High and Mighty. And he's on a new podcast on HeadGum soon, Tuesdays, named called Cork.
Cork.
That's what I said, no?
I think you
I don't
said,
know how to speak.
You said Big Cork or something.
And called Big Cork in the Big City. No, for real. It's called Corked. I think it's crime. True, fake, true crime. False crime about a wine place.
See, if they had asked us to promote it, we would promote it.
You'll find out later. No one wants me to promote this podcast.
Weirdly kept it from Shelby specifically.
No, I've seen posts about it. It's a false crime story about something bad that happened at a vineyard.
Ooh, that was that was good.
If you like true crime, you might like fake crime. This is Ooh, fake la, la. Crime in the wine place. Corked. Listen to it wherever you listen to your podcasts. And while you're there, listen to High and Mighty with our
guests. Joey's leaning so far off the chair.
I don't want to be seen.
Hiding from the camera that's pointed at her.
Our guest today is in both of those podcasts. One he hosts and one he's in. You know him. You love him. He's the funniest guy in the world.
Funniest guy in the
funniest
world.
Funniest guy in the world. John Gabris. So I will address everyone.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye,
gather round.
We've John Gabris here. What are we?
And I had no idea.
What if we didn't tell you? And this whole podcast was like medieval.
We're like really serious about it.
You were like, hey guys, and we were like,
we're like, oh no, sir.
A time traveler has arrived.
How does someone speak this way to me on the podcast?
Alas, we have another time traveler, young EJ.
Why are we always stuck with the time travelers, I reckon?
Just again. Why can't this tavern have anyone normal? Would be really funny to prank people.
Like, how
the
different.
Second they walk in.
You're speaking fluent Spanish.
But like old
give the
Spanish.
Lowdown on the podcast and then give a completely different energy. Be like, oh, we're rolling?
Wait. Welcome to the haunted mansion. That is the
thing so scary.
Wait, you just scare yourself with that voice?
It's so scary.
Who was that? How did I even harness her, them, whoever that was?
That was not me. It was literally not even me.
Run the tape back. Did I look different? Show me.
Is there something hovering over me? Be honest, Casey.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Has anyone here seen Barbarian?
Yes.
Will I be too scared to watch it?
No.
Okay, I've asked three people, and that's been the response. But I'm scared because it's by the Grudge people and the Ring people.
Yeah, but it's written and directed by Zach Cregger from Whitest Kids You Know.
That's what someone
said. It's a little softer than straight up Grudge and all that.
I was like, I don't think I can get back into like the Ring era.
It's heavy on the tension, has a couple of jump scares, but really is like eventually, without like being too spoilery, it's eventually just pretty casual and, you know, a little scary.
I mean, it's unsettling.
Yeah.
There's a stretch where it's like pretty funny.
Yes. Okay. And it's got a lot of comedy in it for sure.
Well, that can be huge.
I think the first act is the strongest part. We'll talk about this, Casey, really in a spoiler-rich environment. But I think the first act is pretty much the best part of the movie, and it has nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
When I saw The Ring, to the producer of The Ring, The Grudge, and now Barbarian, I saw The Ring once because I had friends that are twins, which is already
really scary.
Not ideal. Don't be twins.
No.
And
fraternal? Maybe.
Maybe.
Identical, though. Yeah, so don't be twins.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Both of you. I don't know which one of you is which.
Or one of you, never be around again. At that point,
I don't ever want to see both of you at the same time. Switch scary. In and out. I don't care.
But they had a birthday party that was to go see The Ring. If you're twins, don't be doing horror birthday things.
No.
That's
insane.
God.
Wow.
But I was very close to them, still am good friends with them, and was like, okay, I gotta go to their birthday. And it was to all go see The Ring together in the movie theaters.
Wow.
And then sleep in their basement.
Jesus Christ.
And they lived across the street from a cemetery.
What the fuck?
And I was like, I have to grin and bear it through this birthday party. If I was me now, I would have been like, oh, I don't go to that party.
Yeah.
I just don't attend. But my mom.
But you didn't
want
to miss out on the social event of the year, the twins' haunted birthday party.
Yeah, and I was like,
people are going to be talking about that for
months. I was like, oh, if I don't go to this, I'm going to, like there's going to be some inside joke that I'm going to lose.
Absolutely.
It's like right. Middle school. Like, I'm like, this is going to ruin my life.
You can't have no idea why people won't watch the VHS tape.
I'm like, well, I have to know at least what everyone's talking about on Monday. So I, like, had a horrible time at the movie because I get scared pretty easily. And then slept in their basement where you could hear the water pipes of the whole house.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, mm-mm. I did not, I mean, I said slept. I sat awake while all my friends slept on the floor.
Sleeping in a stranger's house, like when you're young, I mean, it's weird when you're an adult, but it's when you're young, it's really unsettling. And like, you could be sleeping in a bedroom in a friend's
yes.
house and it's still like, what the fuck is
here.
This place?
Yeah. Yeah.
The spirit is just like their family has history.
Yeah.
And
their closet
like,
door looks different than mine. And
yeah.
I am going to have
there's
a fucking
energy
panic
in here that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
They're like, right. Well, it's
called
our
divorce.
Yeah, my parents aren't happy anymore.
Yeah,
and they were in love in this house.
Lots of tension. Lots of tension.
But I just like remember that night as being such a like such a moment where I was like, everyone got to go to sleep. Like everyone was fine to go to bed, and I was just like sitting in my little sleeping bag, just kind of like.
Oh, I haven't.
At some point, the sun will come up.
Just like tweedling your thumbs, like good night, Shelby. Good night.
I didn't have a cell phone yet, so it was literally just kind of like.
Yeah, what do you even do? Yeah.
So you end up being scarier. If any of those kids wake up, you're scarier than the movie The Ring.
A single person wakes up, I'm sitting cross-legged in a sleeping bag in the basement
eyes
in the dark,
open.
Just staring. Just like begging for something to happen. Just being like
oh, everyone's awake and we're going to put on cartoons? Sick, okay.
Like, probably honestly humming to myself. Like, I was probably like,
no.
Probably like actually being terrified. Like singing a nursery rhyme.
7, 8, better lock the gate. Hey, Shelby, we know you're scared, but you're fucking really twisting the
everyone's
knife here, babe.
Everyone's silently sobbing. They don't even want to address me because they think something's so
possessed.
Scary. They're like, okay, like.
The scariest movie situation I had was seeing Blair Witch in the theater. And coming outside and it being daylight when we came out of the movie, me and my then girlfriend, and me feeling such an insane sense of relief that I didn't have to be outside in the
in
dark.
The dark, yeah.
And it was so – and then I like rewatched the movie like 4 years later and I was like, this affected me so much and this is so bad.
And it's not – yeah.
Yeah, and I got caught up in the marketing at the time. I was like 15 or 16 when and saw it and it just worked on me so hard. And then – I guarantee if you rewatch The Ring now.
I had to for someone else's podcast, and I was
Christ.
Like, okay. Like, I was like,
what
I have
did it
trauma.
Do to you?
And it's honestly barely scary. You're like just kind of hearing the story of this girl's absolute abuse. I mean, she was abused.
Mm. That's the power of the theater, though, really, is that you're like, oh, this woman being abused is an interesting tale. But when you watch it at home on VHS,
problem.
You're like, oh.
Like, when I watched it young, I was like, she's a problem. we should put her down. And in hindsight, I'm like, wait, her parents should be murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we go back, I think almost anyone who's been, like, labeled a bad guy or a bad, specifically a bad girl in a movie needs to be analyzed as to, like, what's her context?
Well, I also had to watch
something that happens in The Barbarian, to be honest.
Oh. Well, I had to watch the Japanese version, too.
Ringu.
And that one is way sadder.
Oh.
Yeah. The Japanese ennui is thick in that one.
Yeah, I was like, whew, okay. I mean, yeah, okay.
It's one thing you gear yourself up to watch a horror movie. You're like, I'm going to be okay. And then it's sad. And you're like, oh, fuck.
No worries. I mean, it's just tough when mental illness is stigmatized.
You're like walking out $1 million baby. Didn't even scare me at all. It's like, what?
I was literally just like, God damn. I mean, we owe her like a big apology. I'm in the pool, like putting hair over my face, being like, yeah. And I'm literally making fun of a girl whose mom pushed her down a well.
It's not okay.
Yeah, I should be canceled.
Yeah.
That brings us to the first thing I'm putting in the red. That's the cancellation of Shelby. Yeah. A woman I met today.
I should be canceled, and should be the thing that does it.
Yeah. It's putting your hair over the over your face
it's
in the
being
pool.
Goofy in the pool.
To be fair,
don't be goofy in the pool.
The girl with the wet hair from the ring is a state senator in Delaware now, so it's fucked up that you're talking about a politician.
A female politician.
Yeah. I have no idea. I made that
it
up.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry. You're back. Yeah, you're uncanceled by Bill
Maher.
You're
like, her name's Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm like, wait. I just killed it.
Wait a minute.
I've been roasting her since I was 8.
You've been roasting MTG since she was 8. You kind of like forced her into politics.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, you little loser.
Why don't you do CrossFit and Christianity?
Why don't you eat a bunch of people? She was like, bet.
Yeah.
That's how she talks.
Yeah. No, yeah, that is how, like, when I've talked to her like that, it's how she talks.
Yeah, usually. You guys don't get it. She's so different in person.
No, she's like completely
she's actually
different.
Kind of funny.
You said it.
She is funny. Like, she like some of the things that you guys like think is serious, like, she's just joking.
She's a goofball.
You can
she's
see how other people might say, like, that's not funny, but, like, yep. If you know her, you see that she's going
yeah,
for the
you,
humor.
Like, you get to see her, like, out of that character. Like, it's kind of like a character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah it's like when you guys go to work. Yeah. It's like gentleman. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, what she's saying is awful, right. But, like, if you know them, you know
you're
that.
You're kind of like, that's the what's funny.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that she would, like, literally never be like, CrossFit is literally a joke to her.
Yeah.
She's, like, doing that, like, as a gag.
Yeah. And you guys are falling for it.
Transformed her body, so yeah. She is still doing it. But she's, like, literally kidding. Like, I mean, when she's there, she's like, LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
she's,
funny.
She's, like, looking in the mirror, TikToks. Like, goofing around like she's such a goof. Like,
yeah, guys, that's what I wanted to talk to you today. No, for real, we did have something else to talk to you about today.
Yeah, seriously.
Shit, I know. Perfect you transition. Guys were whispering right as I walked in and stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were really gaining up the confidence to ask you. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have something to ask you. So if you...
awesome.
If you were to send something to space to tell the aliens about.
Okay. You're talking about this is the premise of the podcast. Yeah. We're getting into it now.
Yeah.
Copy that. Yeah.
Killed it.
What would it be?
Nice.
The first one.
Oh, shit. And here's me remembering my list. Luckily for me, I sent it in today. Okay. First thing on the list, pieces of pop culture that I think would benefit aliens to help us understand America, but also specifically, since you're invited a narcissist on your podcast, right. I feel like if aliens can understand I think it's kind of a given if you're like, hey, it pays $0, but you get to talk about yourself. It's like, who the fuck you think you're going to get on a podcast? Well, and don't worry, the hosts are also narcissists. Yeah. Great. Let's just fucking
let's go,
dig it.
I'm like, oh, me? We're here to chit-chat.
Yeah, we're here to tell you stories from our childhood and repackage it as content for you.
I hope you don't mind.
I talked to my therapist about this yesterday. Unpacking it with you today.
She said, probably keep that to yourself. I said, I'm going to tell thousands.
Oh, thousands. Look at us. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's whatever. Welcome.
Okay, wait.
I didn't realize I was playing in the big leagues. Yeah. Flex, we're still flex, on the hundos on High and Mighty. But it's, I like to consider it niche, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's art. Yeah.
Well, it's like a small business. Like, we're corporate now.
Yeah. Oh, my
I
God.
Noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're Macy's. Like, you're a mom pop. Like,
yeah, I know. I signed that thing that anything I come up with on this podcast could be a movie idea that you guys have the rights
once
to.
Once it's in the room.
I mean, duh. Like, I don't know.
The old Viacom laws.
Ever heard of it?
Sorry. My first, I would say image, but I'll blow it up a little bit bigger to a scene because it's something from my favorite movie that's been my favorite movie since I first saw it as a child, and now I'm 40 and still love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Big Trouble in Little China. It's a John Carpenter action movie starring Kurt Russell, Kim Cattrall. It's great, great fun, but there is the main villain, Lo Pan, has three sidekicks called the Three Storms, and each one of them has like a kind of special power. One of them is like a Raiden ripped them off. Another one can do like telekinesis and move stuff with his mind. And then the third one can inflate himself. And that is like, I guess, a superpower for this guy. And as a kid, it was so fucking cool that like this movie that ostensibly took place in the real world had these crazy ass and then on top of it, it's such a great visual stunt and gag that then when you really like think about the movie in the long term, you're like, what is this guy like, how often does he get to use his power?
Yeah, like, it can't be often.
Not super sustainable.
Especially if you see what happens in the big moment.
Well, I looked at the moment because I was like, I've not seen, I gotta see at least what we're talking about. And it's grotesque. I mean, it really is.
They do such a good job. He's like, and this is like the face he makes when he inflates himself.
And everyone else is just kinda like,
and everyone's waiting to see what he's doing.
Yeah.
There's a moment where he has just like light prosthesis where you're like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. He's like filling himself up. And as a kid, you know, you're into cartoons and video games. You're like, oh, he's going to like grow into a larger size and be more destructive.
He'll be Hulk.
Yeah. And then they cut away. And then when they cut back, it's like a new prosthetic. And he is like garbage pail kids. Yeah. Like huge swollen head, steam blowing out of it. His eyes are blowing out of his head. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, okay. Maybe his power is to scare people by inflating.
Yeah. He's like, you're not going to want to be around me.
Yeah.
They cut away back to our heroes again, and then when they cut back to him, he explodes. That doesn't hurt anyone or anything. What is this fuck? This guy is like, all right, got a plan. It blew my fucking mind. It stuck with me forever. And then the still image of him, because if I had to choose an image for the golden record, I don't know what kind of gigabytes these golden records have.
Infinite.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. But if I had to use an image, it would be just the one where they cut to on in the middle where he's got like steam blowing out of his nose and his head is like fully inflated like Cabbage Patch style. Yeah. It's just that image alone, I think, would help the aliens understand the shit we're into down here.
It's literally like if you were in a big fight, that's all that superpower does is distract.
it's like, do your thing over there.
And it's like, and everyone is kind of like, we shouldn't be doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, wait.
He used it once to get out of a bear hug. Like someone grabs him from behind, he's like, and he inflates, and the person just can't hold him. And you're like, okay, that is the one kind of time. Now, and I wonder if the kid, if he used it on his parents growing up, and like that prevented him from ever feeling love, and then would lead to him exploding. Yeah. So I wonder if this, I don't even know the names of the individual storms, but I wonder if this storm is, you know, just unpacking childhood shit.
Fuck. And if he is, I hope he's figured it out by now.
Yeah, he better. I mean, he is literally in pieces.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kim Cattrall famously on the records already multiple times.
Oh, really?
Is she?
We keep adding her for scatting. Have you seen that video?
Yes, yeah.
Mm. I mean, she's amazing.
People keep adding her scatting, and we're like, no worries.
The aliens are like, we got it. Yeah.
So another Kim Cattrall, great, which is...
The aliens are always like, I'm a Samantha. Scatter! It's like, oh, no, I think you missed crossing context.
They're like, we understand a different... Yeah. Yeah, they're like, we just feel each other, and no, that is what she says.
Oh, really?
She's like, me and my husband, we just feel each other out, and we just really go for it.
She's amazing.
I looked at all the he-dogs and bit at all the she-dogs, right? Yeah.
Zap Zarek?
Yeah. So another great, Kurt Russell is hot in this clip.
He is hot in every clip, but yeah. In this one, he's a hunk. There's a scene earlier in this movie where he goes undercover and he wears like glasses and slicks his hair back, and that's another great Russell look.
Whoa. I was like, geez, Brad Pitt needs to take a seat, and Kurt Russell needs to be more discussed.
Kurt Russell is like bringing OG male lead hair into the forefront. Yeah. The dude's got a beautiful head of hair.
They don't make movie stars like that anymore, to be honest.
He looks like he could change a tire and also recite poetry. Right. You know, he's got I was just recently watching, along the same lines, the early 2000s King Arthur that stars Clive Owen. And I was watching Clive Owen with my wife, and I'm like, God, he's so hot. But he also looks like he could be someone's dad. Like, he looks like a person who could exist in society, but also happens to be a hunk.
Yeah.
And I feel like we flipped so much where it's like, here's Chris Evans. Believe him as a human being.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that's not a person.
That's gorgeous and not even a bad actor, but it almost attractive to the level it affects his role in the movie.
I can't relate to this film.
He's not going to walk into a store and people are going to act normal. You know, like
every Brad Pitt movie should have a dozen scenes where people are like, what the fuck are you doing on a bullet train? You're too pretty. Like, it should be like, why are you a legend of the fall? You know, like, go out there and be a model.
Right. Yeah, it's like there's like scenes where they're like having a hard time. It's like, that doesn't happen for you. And I know that.
No, I know that for a fact.
I know you only have it good.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you.
Things are easy for
you. I'm Margot Robbie and I'm struggling in class. It's like, you're going to be okay for life.
Yeah. Forever.
Your face is perfectly symmetrical.
When his cheeks first go side, and I think his name was Thunder. Is that sound wrong?
That sounds right.
I feel like that's what the clip was titled, and that's why I'm sticking to that
story. Be right.
Okay, I believe you.
All I can think of was in Spy Kids, when Floop has the little clay. He's an incredible sculptor. And he makes like one of the faces, and then you later see like one of the faces he made, and it has the cheeks that are like, like they go out to like here, and it's just something he made out of clay.
I think our age differences are on fundamental display at this moment. You know, I'm like, I've never seen Big Trouble in China. It's like, well, it reminded me of Spy Kids. It's like truly like a 20 year leap in movie.
You've never seen Meghan Trainor's husband as Butterfinger Spy Kid.
I saw Spy Kids way back in the day, but it did not stick with me. I think I was older when I saw it, so I was not thrilled.
So you were like, I don't really need to be watching this.
Yeah, it sort of like happened to me in Pokemon as well.
Sound sorry, is about
AJ, not. You were...
That's okay. I mean, Pika Pika, it's fine.
I just keep EJ the meanest look I'll ever give him.
It was, I was disgusted, but I mean.
Only because, I literally think of Spy Kids almost constantly. And I don't even remember liking it. I just think about it all the time. I can't stop.
Sure.
I relate everything to Spy Kids.
The thumbs.
It's Alan Cumming, right?
Isn't
he Floop? Yeah. No, he's Floop.
Oh.
He's the master of the thumbs.
Oh. Duh.
Fuck, I got... Pause the podcast. I'm going to watch Spy Kids. We'll come back.
It's
pretty good.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of cool inventions in there. Danny Trejo's in there, so you got to kind of give it up.
It's star-studded. What's his name? It's the
Anthony
Texas...
Banderas.
Robert
Rodriguez. Yeah, directed it too, right?
Oh.
Legend. This is not Shark Boy and Lava Girl. That's something else.
And that's the problem. A lot of people think it is.
That's the problem. Like, that's the biggest problem.
With society these days.
No, about Spy Kids that was correct, and so much of it wasn't, was that to make it spy, had so many cool inventions in there.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked about it when I watched. Like, there was something that was just like, you put a tiny little thing in the fridge and it just becomes a whole, in the microwave, press a button, and 1 second, it's a full entire McDonald's Happy Meal.
Oh, heck yeah.
And that's sick.
Yeah. Especially when you're a kid, you're like, that's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my life.
It gives you that, like, Richie Rich and, like, sci-fi vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because That was like a trope of movies for a while too.
Where
of
we're like, just like they can do anything. When yeah, you're
in
a spy.
The future, this yeah. cool thing can happen.
When you're a spy, yeah. you can actually do almost anything. Science and doesn't exist for them.
Spies, mm-mm. they need to eat full size Happy Meals, yeah. but they don't have the space to carry them. So we found a solve. We the found worst cue yeah. ever. It's like, can I have a car that's bulletproof? It's like, oh, hold on, we have tiny little shamrock shakes.
Yeah, that everything when you- can shrink or enlarge at right. the snap of a button. You're like, when will they need that? For real.
Yeah. But it comes up a lot.
All the time. I also constantly am playing Floop is a Bad Man, Help Us Save Us in my head. Which
is that a song?
Well, yes.
I don't
know. But kind of.
Well, yes, but kind of.
You that, know
I, you are immediately out of this job interview. Well, yes, but no, kind
gonna,
of. It's five answers. That all means something different.
It's all going to make perfect sense in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Meghan Trainor's husband. The boy.
The boy.
He was a boy in the
Meghan
show.
Meghan Trainor's
movie.
Boy husband.
Now he's.
Got it.
Now in Spy Kids, he's a boy.
I'm
now he's an adult.
All about them kids. Them yeah. kids.
They poop next to each other. They have toilets next to each other in their house.
I would
Two
do that.
Two toilets, same bathroom.
Wait, the Spy Kids?
No, Meghan Trainor and her husband, who was a spy kid.
Oh, okay, okay. Now I see what's happening. Yeah. So what? The boy Junie. Spy kid.
Junie Cortez.
Junie Cortez is his name.
Would grow up to marry
loved,
Meghan Trainor.
Correct. But he loved this like children's show, Floops. Castle or whatever. Floops, magic, whatever.
This is the character.
And yes. And the song that the Floops little character sang when played Floops. Backwards went, Floop is a bad man, help us, save us. And that's how they figured out he was the problem. So it was a song, but this isn't the song. It's the song played backwards.
You were right. I do totally understand it. You well, were was, wrong yes, about well, the 2 seconds part.
Well, because
a little over the allotted time limit you gave yourself.
Fine.
Well, maybe yes, but...
but kind of all true. Yeah. Anyway, incredible film. Everyone should be watching it.
Yeah, you sold me. I'm going to check it out when I go home tonight.
I think you would really enjoy
I'm
going to
watch
it.
Little Problem in Chinatown.
Leave it alone, Jake. It's a Little Problem in Chinatown. Starring Jack Nicholson and Problem Child, the redhead kid.
Wait,
Little Problem Child in Chinatown.
There's a water shortage.
I'm going to watch Chinatown's got a big, big problem with a little kid.
These are all the later sequels to Big Trouble yeah. in Little China.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with each other.
they're like, we love the title of this one. How can we
yeah. jazz it
like,
up?
Mix up the words, mix up the words. What's next on your records?
Ooh, on my records next would probably be sort of my to help them understand a certain genre of heterosexuality, which I would like to show them my hetero inspo,
okay.
which is a moment from the film Clueless, yes. but more specifically from the trailer for Clueless, which aired a shit ton around the time of me being 11 or 12.
Or yes, that's perfect. There's like, I didn't watch the movie. I watched the trailer. I wouldn't have seen the movie because, again... sexuality.
Well, I saw the movie opening weekend again because of sexuality.
Yeah. yeah.
I was there with a mixed bag of people, but I was there for a very specific reason, and it was to see Cher come down the stairs and say, have Dan Hedaya, her father, go, and what is that you're wearing? A dress. Says who? Calvin Klein. The way she said Calvin Klein. And I watched it again as a grown up. Yeah. It's fucked up that I was that into it.
Well, but, no, it wasn't, because she was talking like the girls in your grade.
Right. Yeah. She was an adult. She was a high school girl talking like an eighth grader.
Yeah, and it wasn't that fucked up, because at the time,
it worked.
Well, that was what your friends were talking
yeah,
like.
Yeah. She sounded like a lot like my classmates. And it it like broke me open as a kid, where I could think about was like the phrase Calvin Klein. And to me, at this time, CK1 is like what every cute girl in my grade yeah. and guy, I guess, like everybody yeah. was unisex. Everybody was mm-hmm. wearing CK1. And so like Calvin Klein to me was, and like Calvin Klein's on the underwear in Back to the Future. You know what I mean? Like so. There's a lot, like Calvin Klein to me felt sexy. It's like
it's sexuality.
Yeah, it's back.
It's like garters.
In that way. It's definitely
it's like 90s
it
sexuality.
Me and my Calvins.
Yeah.
Right.
My Calvin.
My Calvin.
Well, that was that around Mark Wahlberg's like
yes.
beginning
yeah,
of,
he was yeah. a little. He predates this a little bit, but yeah, for
but
sure,
if he predates it, then no wonder it was, because he was really selling the sex in them.
Yeah, no, he he activated another part of me that that Alicia Silverstone would undo. But then, well, we'll get to it in my next record.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat.
You said her name right. We learned on this podcast once, Caleb really showed me up that it is Alicia.
Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, I had no idea.
I thought Alicia, and we really went back and forth. I was so right. I was so sure I was going to be right that it was Alicia. And then she literally made a TikTok account seemingly just to tell us that she pronounces her name Alicia. It was like the first video she posted. She was like, a lot of people think my name's Alicia, but it's Alicia. And I was like, whoa, I have to leave.
And then all of her videos after that have gotten even more hits. They're doing even better. And now they get a lot of traction.
Every video goes, it's me, Alicia. Everyone's like,
you dumb
the
bitches.
Crowd goes wild. Yeah.
I remember also after the movie came out a couple years later, there was like press around her or gossip. I was going to say gospel. There was like celebrity gossip around her that she like didn't shave her legs or didn't wear deodorant and stuff. And this stuff was coming out. And I remember at the time being like a 13-year-old boy or 14-year-old boy and being like, no. How could she do that?
Oh my God.
And like looking back on it, it's like no one I knew was shaving their legs. Yeah. Like why?
But you were personally betrayed. Yeah. You're like, how could you do that to me, girl?
I was like, oh man, that's so gross. That's something I think is super important right now for some reason.
You're like, ew. In that little white dress? Leg hair? No.
I couldn't imagine. And now I live in Los Angeles in 2022. Yeah.
Oh, man.
When I first moved here, I lived in North Hollywood, and there's the Circus Clown Liquor Store, which is from that movie. And I was like, whoa. Whoa.
That was the coolest thing about moving to Los Angeles in general was I was like, all these movies I watched growing up, now I get them. Yeah. And I moved here at like 30-something, so I should not have been that mad. I was still like, it's a magical town. Like outside my car, someone's like, get in your car, you fucking asshole. Yeah.
Well, now people moving are also get, because so much of it is reality TV, it's like all of these families are just going to the normal rush. Like you're just like, oh, that's...
Yeah,
place,
my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, when they visited, had to hit a Pump. And they came home and they were talking about everyone they saw at Pump, and I didn't recognize any of the names. And I felt, I was like, this is Hollywood. We could aim a little fucking high.
There's a lot of other celebrity restaurants. Yeah. But I will not lie. It does give me a little twinkle in my eye when I drive past the Oppenheim group.
Oh, my God.
Drive past the Oppenheim group? Do you think they're at work? Almost every time, that's what I think.
Yeah.
It's always empty
lights
off.
They're never at work. They're always empty lights off.
I think the only time it's full is when they film.
I'm sure. I feel like
they wouldn't. I don't think they sell any fucking apartments.
They can't.
Well, why would you go to business on them? It's like... They're selling like $900 million apartments, and it's like, but also you got to go on a reality show.
You don't have your privacy. Yeah, it's like, not only are we going to show everyone what the inside of your house looks like.
Right. We'll set you up to get robbed.
We're going to watch you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in this time of insane wealth inequality in America, I don't know how many billionaires need to have their unpixelated face purchasing a $900 million apartment for their teen daughter.
Yeah.
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 And on that note, Allie is telling me to throw to break.
So we'll listen to some ads. Promo code.
Calvin Klein.
But for real though, promo code will almost always be golden. So no, go ahead and check. If you go to a website, try golden out. See if it works.
Seriously, guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
EJ, welcome back.
Shelby, welcome back.
EJ used the break, which was crazy.
Yeah, I used the break. Like, I left the room and...
just needed to take a walk.
Well, EJ, a little all steamed up about something.
EJ didn't like the vibe in the room, so EJ took a little walk.
I called his therapist.
Yeah.
Stepped down and really got on the phone.
It was weirdly long, the walk.
Shelby gave me that look I told you about.
Yeah.
She did it again.
Yeah. Because I said pika pika, which was unwarranted, but...
I know I shouldn't have said your therapist is like, what did we tell you about pika pika? Like, I know.
I know people don't like
pika
pika.
I don't know why I gave that look either. It's like, I don't have like disdain for Pokemon. No, I definitely don't have disdain for you, but I also don't have disdain for
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like, ugh, another one of those. You know, like,
here, EJ goes with their Pokemon references again, like furious.
I'm like not, I don't see enough of, but like, Pokemon Go was a moment that I guess was kind of annoying,
yeah,
but in a way that I almost think was beautiful.
Oh. It was a time of community, it felt like.
It was literally like, I mean, this is irritating, but don't we kind of have to give it up?
Yeah, it's sort of like there's so much stuff in life where it irritates me, but I'm like, but if I don't get bothered by it, it seems to be bringing enjoyment to tens of thousands of people.
It was like,
but I have a huge issue. I'm like, this sucks for me.
Yeah. It just like brought a bunch of people to parks. It made kids go outside.
I know. I would see like groups of kids playing together.
And I was sitting there being like, oh.
Shelby's like,
I guess that circle of people is probably at the gym or whatever.
The Pokemon gym.
Yeah. There was like Charizard's a you can train them at
CrossFit with MTG. Like,
well, they're really close, but
yeah, that's
she's
true.
Super funny around Charizard.
Oh my god, they are so funny. They do crazy bits.
He brings it out in her. Yeah, like,
well, they went to college together.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. USC.
Yeah. Go Bulldogs.
That makes so much sense. Just because they do seem to have like history. Yeah, that's Gonzaga.
That's Georgia.
Gonzaga?
Also Bulldogs. I know.
Is Gonzaga Bulldogs?
No.
What's the question?
I think they're the Gonzaga White Athletes.
Yes. Oh my god! Yes. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
I always get Bulldogs and white people confused. Right.
Man, you're telling me.
I'm always like, is that a... No, yes. Just a guy.
Well, look I'm at this up... cutie. Oh, a mirror.
Yeah. I'm walking up to like white dudes at a bar being like, what's your name, loser? And they're like, Bill.
I barely breathe.
Throwing beef jerky in the mirror. There you go. Oh, what a good boy.
Sweetie pie.
Septum deviated? Yeah, cutie.
It's too hot for you outside.
Yeah. Gabrus. We have another question for you.
Yeah. Okay. This is a big one.
If you had to delete something from the record altogether.
It's gone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Is this because you don't think about it?
Yep. No, but I'll have
it. No, you'll get something.
Master improviser, and I have no desire to give a shit about the ephemeralness of podcasts, yeah, so
yeah,
we're
yeah.
good.
Yeah, you're welcome to give that.
Check.
If you were to delete something from the record altogether, it doesn't have to be the big stuff. Like, it doesn't have to be like famine.
Right.
What would you delete?
I would delete bathroom doors that don't have a clear "it's locked" symbol on it.
Thank you.
I just think for everyone's sake, the person trying to enter, the person trying to do whatever they're doing in there.
Yep.
Let's just have that moment where we don't have to gingerly feel the handle and be like, is it locked? And then it goes, and then you're like, but what if they forgot to lock it? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I want fucking, it's green, so if I open it and the person is mid-wipe or whatever, I go, it was green!
It was green!
It was green!
You did this! You did this! You! I went to the bathroom at a friend's backyard. Oh. Like, they had a show in their backyard, and they have a bathroom that's like, I guess it's just has a door from the outside, but it also connects to their house.
Okay.
So I was like trying to explain it. And then I was like, I guess the easiest way to say is it's a bathroom in their home that also goes to outside. But the door to the outside from the bathroom is clear.
Yep.
What?
Sick. And then, it's sick. It's disgusting.
Makes no sense.
It's hot as fuck. Oh, sorry. I see the angle you guys are going for now.
No, I'm on board.
Whoa. So you go to a comedy show, you watch a couple of people take pisses. Okay. Good night. That's Los Angeles for it. I'm here in Hollywood watching stand-up comedians in tank tops pissing in the garden.
You know, when you go to Hollywood, you can watch almost anyone take a piss.
Yeah.
You can have anything in Hollywood.
Limitless.
Everything's a show in Hollywood, even the way you take a dump. But even weirder was like they had like a blind down, which correct. They're correct to have smart. That.
That's nice, polite.
But it is not fully across the window. So you could see if you stood to the side of it, you could get look.
Yeah, you want to go over. You want to, like, you got 1 inch outside the window.
You want to be cautious. I went to the bathroom and was like, peeing while like staring directly through to see if my eyes met someone else's.
Yeah.
Because then I'd be like, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting to catch someone because I was like, I don't know, it is sort of like, almost tempting to be like, what's going on in there?
Yeah.
Get a glimpse of like a butt cheek, realizing that maybe you're the culprit because you're like staying in there extra long, yeah, making loud noises, being like, someone's going to look, those fucking freak perverts. Someone is going to look in pervert, bang, clang, clang, like wiggling everything. Like, all right, flushing twice.
Someone come in here, someone, I dare you.
Yes, like, you're a sicko, you fucking freak. What? You were leaning out the window.
I thought you were hurt.
You were banging on the door.
Asking
like,
if anyone could come in there. I thought you suffering. I thought I was a hero. I thought the show was going to stop and honor me for walking in here.
I recently had to go to the bathroom in an airport, numero dos, and
it's the place to do it.
I went into the bathroom, yeah, only the handicap.
Because you're going
to
leave the state.
Yeah, I can evacuate. Out of there. Evacuate my bowels and my person, yeah, out of this
You're
state.
Like, this can be a stinker. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Hey, pilot, step on it.
I'm like, I'm not going poop in the state I'm landing in.
Oh, God. That's always the most humbling is when you get off the plane and have to shit at the airport. You're like, yeah, I can't even make it to the hotel. I got to shit right when I land.
Come on. What am I?
It's bad enough to be on a plane. Now I'm... Oh, thank God I'm landed. I can get behind a line of businessmen taking fucking IPA dumps with Dell laptops. I took a – so there was a handicap stall. Mm-hmm. Immediately get the kind of like, I don't want to be the guy that's coming out of the handicap stall.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's getting to emergency status. So I'm like – I literally say – I say to the room – the bathroom that I can see no people in.
Hilarious, yeah, by the way.
I'd be like, I'm going to just grab the handicap stall. I'll be quick. Like, I'm so afraid of being like, look at this monster like coming out like Bigfoot or something.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I'm, I go to shut the door and the door has no lock. But now someone's in the non-handicap stall. I have no choice at this point. So I just close it and I'm like, people don't go in a closed stall. So I sit on the toilet. What happens 1 minute after I do not have a choice about getting up or not?
Yeah.
The train has left the station.
The train has left the station. A bunch of small trains.
This is more like a chairlift where each individual chair started, but the chairlift's off.
The train car was made up of various piles of reddish clay.
And the shapes vary.
Yeah, kind of oily.
Inconsistent. You know
what? Like, we don't have to get into how the train looks.
There's an oil spill.
It's a magenta oil spill. I got to go to a doctor.
Colitis.
The door just opens to the bathroom and a guy just walks in and he can see, like, as he's, it's like you come in the door, make a right, and it's 5 feet to the toilet, and I'm just there and I'm like, yo, hey, and the guy's like, oh, sorry, and he backs out and the door is open,
still open.
And I'm like, could you close the door at least, bro? And he's trying to close it without coming back into the stall.
Impossible.
So he's got like his hand on the corner and he cannot get enough of a torque to get the door to shut. And so I just go like, bro, fuck it, leave it, okay? And I'm like panicking. And now I'm like speed wiping with my eyes right on the door. I'm like, someone comes in here, you have to head this off at the pass. And I'm just like, and okay, someone walking in on you in the bathroom is unflattering and disgusting for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But there's just something about the position where you have like your dick tucked into the bowl and you're like really small and you're like not comfortable with yourself.
And the room is big.
And the room is big. Yeah. And
a big stall.
And you're because it's a giant stall and the toilet's just like in the corner and I'm, you know, I feel like,
it really is like being a toddler again. Yes. You're just like, I'm a baby. I'm
like, mommy, they're coming in the stall looking at me.
Yeah. Like, nobody come in, I swear. Don't. I had such a tamer story, which was literally just that once I was in the stall and the person next to me sneezed and then farted when they sneezed. Oh, and I sat in there just being like, do I bless them?
Yeah.
Or do I let them think no one hurt?
I think.
Because
Wait, what did you choose?
Fart was just as loud as the sneeze. I mean, if I heard the sneeze, I heard the fart.
Right. I feel like you can say bless you. I feel like farting is permitted in the bathroom.
I mean, I would hope so. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah, but I think you're allowed to laugh too, though.
I like when people laugh,
especially if someone's going crazy on the toilet.
If someone's going ham, and you like look at the person next to you in the urinal, and you're both like, "Oh, you're there." As long as it's not like it's not definite, like you're not pissed at the person, you just go like, "Yikes!" Yeah. You know, like that's like, fun. But like, if you're like, "Hey, you fucking pig!" Like yeah, that's rude.
That, well, that would be disgusting.
Yeah, it's like, where are you?
You're like, hey, open the door, you fucking pig!
Excuse me, get out of here.
This is the one place I can do this. What the fuck are you doing? Shitting in the bathroom? Let's drag this motherfucker out of here.
Why would you think you could do that?
It's just kind of messed up. Like, all of us, it's like have some sense of community.
Some of us are trying to eat scrambled eggs in here. What? You're fucking...
I need to have my breakfast, bro.
There was something so honestly innocent about like a delicate sneeze followed by like, it's kind of like a... And then I was like, and it took me so long to decide whether or not to bless.
I mean, if you wait too long, then it's weird.
Yeah, then you're waiting outside the bathroom. She comes, God bless you. And you're like, are you a missionary?
Well, that's the other thing. I genuinely have a hard time with bathroom etiquette. And
it can be confusing. Yeah.
Also, if there's a line and you're leaving, and someone's like sees you opening the door and comes, like, I'm always like, should I hold the door for you to go into the stall? That's crazy.
Not the stall door, but the bathroom itself. The bathroom door, I think you hold. Yeah, I think
but
stall
if someone,
door.
When there's
stall
a door, line, especially like on the airport, do you know what I'm talking about? And they're just like, people are already going door to door because they're like, we are in an urgent
Yeah, like I gotta
moment.
Get to my gate.
They're also usually rushing.
I hate how the time in between butt cheeks on the toilet seat in the airport is just like you get on, you're like, and honestly, I used to hover, I used to build a net. I'm gonna raw these toilets.
No, if you're young enough to still be squatting, good for you.
Yeah,
your
that
glutes
must be
are
nice.
Strong.
But you just like the guy comes out with his wheelie briefcase, and you have to go in right after him, and it's like hot, and you're like, I swear, the mask thing. Was a boon for us airport shitters. Having a mask on made public bathrooms feel much better. I didn't feel like I was in a fucking shit tornado of a guy before me.
But if someone is like going door to like kind of testing them around, which happens.
I mean, I'm one of those people, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm walking out, I'm always kind of like, after you, like, unto you? Like, do I hold it open if I'm leaving? I'm like, oh, please. See, like, am I the butler of the stall?
I'm with you that
welcoming
maybe...
Welcoming them into your mess.
I'm like, so...
That's where I have the problem is, like, I don't necessarily need them to see my face. No. I'm not famous, but I just don't need someone to be
anonymous.
Like...
Anonymous.
All right. And like, sitting across from them on the airplane later, be like, I went in there after you, and it looked like the fucking movie Seven, dude.
Yeah, you're like, that was person before me. Person before me.
It was steamy. Like, I don't know what.
When I went in, like, you come out, you're like, I was already like that when I went in there, and you're like, tears.
Okay, when people say that, has that ever happened to you? Like, I've gone into a public restroom, and someone's come out and been like, it smelled weird when I went in there. And I've been like, look, that's none of my business.
Like,
that's literally
not my business.
I was talking about that. At that same bathroom that had sort of an open window, open concept bathroom.
That's perfect.
I went out and that, like, because it was a window, I could hear the entire conversation that was happening outside of the bathroom
perfect.
When I went. And so when I came out, I, like, joined the conversation pretty immediately. And
you were
my friend was
actually,
like,
it's called Big Trouble in Little China.
I was like, common misconception. But someone was like, did you just come out of the bathroom talking? And then I was like, I guess I did. And then I was like laughing so hard about coming out and just being like, wow, whatever happened in there was really bad earlier. And just like starting conversation to be like, distraction, whatever happens in there
is a
mystery.
Now, if you heard their whole conversation, that means they heard all
my
your
whole situation.
And that's something I cannot deal with mentally. Thank God.
And a couple of TikToks. A delicate pee and a couple of TikToks.
TikToks? You made TikToks?
No, listen to TikToks. I was making
that. Hey, it's me, Shelby.
All right. Hey, leave a review on this podcast if you think
click
I should start
subscribe.
Doing toilet TikTok.
Content.
Toilet talk. I'm here on the toilet.
I'm sure there's someone that there has to be
someone.
The
amount of time I use my phone on the toilet, I should start making content. Toilet like, talk. I should start monetizing my
Absolutely.
Toilet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's where I do money. My Duolingo and my
TikToks.
Morningly scroll of women weightlifting on Instagram.
The original, not the original.
Just to get the day going. You know, that's my coffee.
Not the original viral video, but that's pretty espresso. Close to the original viral video was sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
So that was the original sitting toilet on talk. Toilet. Do you remember that video?
Yeah.
It was a woman sitting on the toilet, and she was just kind of singing, sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Sitting on the toilet.
I think it was a YouTube video.
Clicked her tongue. Like, it was sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
People went crazy for it.
Oh, I could see that.
Millions of views. Billions, even.
Wow.
Does any video have billions of views on YouTube?
Yeah.
Which?
Cat. I'm a kitty cat. And I don't sense, and I don't sense. You remember that one?
Pika pika.
Oh God.
Pika pika.
I'm in it. No. No.
I'm really getting carried away. Am. What is next on your records?
Next on
does
my
no one, wait, does no one know that video that I just referenced?
Say it again.
The cat, I'm a kitty cat.
Sing the whole song.
No, it's horrible. Look, I don't endorse this video.
Sing the whole song, you brought it up. You're
cat,
a huge fan.
I'm a kitty cat. And I don't sense, and I don't sense. It's the original like YouTube animation of like a cat being like it's like a picture of a cat, but they've moved his arms. Do you know what I'm talking about? No one knows it? All right. Well, I'm just going to burst into flames.
I feel like my YouTube was more of that lizard that was – someone was in a closet and he was tripping and they made it
walking
into
around
a lizard.
With cups. Yeah. Got your cups on you. Yes. Looking at the cups, drinking out of cups.
Oh, balloon hands. Mr. Balloon Hands.
Mr. Balloon Hands over here drinking out of cups.
Oh, walk down me. I'm a walkway. Fuck you. Fuck you.
See, and then like Dan Deacon like remixed that into a song too, I think.
I really that video was my that was
I remember watching that.
That was my Star Wars.
That was my Phantom Menace.
That was my Marvel Cinematic Universe. Was Mr. Balloon Hands. He just pissed.
I'm like,
you all have to watch this like ancient. I bet you if we watch EJ's video, we all die a week later.
It's like one of those videos that
you
goes on the phone.
You will die in 10 days, but it's like in a cat voice. You will die in 10 days.
Oh yeah. God!
Pika pika.
Someone look. If you...
Oh, whoa, we grounded himself. Back.
Be professional.
The show must go on.
Tears in my eyes.
Be professional.
Like when it's the last day of the play and it's kind of lightly referenced in the material and like the actor is like my fourth thing to put on the record, this is also from a film, and this is sort of on the literally the other side of the spectrum of the Alicia Silverstone The Descending of Stairs. And this is Henry Cavill in Mission Impossible Fallout. And he looks fantastic in the movie. He makes a mustache really work. And there's a sequence in which he has like rolled up shirt sleeves, like dress shirt sleeves. And him and Tom Cruise are fighting a dude in the bathroom. And it's a very well choreographed action sequence. And they're getting their ass kicked. But there's a sequence in which Henry Cavill like loads his arms. Now it's people have been obviously people talked about this a lot when it happened because it just makes no sense that his character would go like this and then be like ready to fight. But like it also makes total sense because like you like shake your hands out before you do something athletic or whatever. It's dumb and makes no sense. But to me, it was doing something. It was doing something wildly different. I was like, I've said this before, but after I saw Mission Impossible Fallout in the theaters, I came out and was like Googling what the Q in LGBTQ meant.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not fully B, but I'm definitely not fully H after watching that.
I'm definitely not capital S, sure.
See you later, Cher. I'm here for it. His name's like Lincoln Christmas or some shit in the movie too. Something stupid.
And for what purpose? Could that be the name?
Lincoln Christmas.
That can't be what his name is.
I hope it is.
Someone looks it up and is like, correct. Lincoln Christmas.
Not bad.
Right off the top of your head.
He is so fucking hot in that movie. Yeah. He's playing like an arch villain, and it's fun. And I'm a big fan of the Mission Impossible movies to begin with, so I was like rolling in very excited. Yeah. So it worked on levels.
Henry Cavill is fully what a comic book man is drawn to look like.
Yeah, and I think that's part of my attraction is because like the men I grew up looking at were always like bodybuilders and comic book characters and action stars, like, and that's who I grew up like idolizing. And then as I got to be 40 or 37 when the movie came out, I found pivoted. The angle that there's something going on underneath idolization there, pal. I mean, it's not all ideas for military presses when you're watching those videos.
He like really is just like a perfect specimen.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of plain and kind of not even that great of an actor.
Yeah.
And that weirdly adds to his charm. He feels like
it's like he's a normal
football
guy.
Player. He's going to be in the play this year, and it's like, oh Christ!
Okay, he has major Troy Bolton vibes.
But he's going to
pop
vibes.
His top. Don't worry.
Absolute Troy Bolton vibes. We're all in this together.
God, he dazzles. God,
he's going to be in this play, but he's going to save this school basketball team too. He's gonna win you over in Shakespeare, and he's gonna win state championships. No, he really
he's
is.
He's gonna
like,
get the funding so that we can have a K-12 program next year. Hey, Troy, you ready? It's a lot of pressure, Doc.
He's like, but yeah, as long as I can get to rehearsal by 5. Henry Cavill is ultimately like it. It's like if you took handsome, like you were to start a video game and they were like, do you want to be normal or handsome? And then he is the handsome, like base guy.
Yes, he's like an avatar of like, oh, click handsome, click mustache, click brunette, click muscles, click British accent.
It's like how do you make perfect hot guy? And then you're like, that's Henry Cavill, I guess.
Yeah. And he like really doesn't have much of a personality, I've always thought.
And not a freckle.
No.
Then I mean not a single blemish.
This guy, get it with it. He's milk skin. He posted a video of himself putting together a gaming computer.
Oh.
And this is again something from my childhood, but like I had a desktop computer that had like a see-through window that had an LCD light in there to like demonstrate the blinks and the fans.
And
he builds one on this video, and I watched it way too long. It's like 11 minutes long. I've already come 3 times. How much longer can I watch this thing for?
I'm in my head being like, okay, research. High school hot quarterback also on robotics team?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm like, wait, perfect Disney Channel movie.
Yeah,
ring, Mickey Mouse. We have a conversation to have. I think Mickey Mouse is a CEO of Disney.
Mickey Mouse,
Mickey Mouse is systematically taking down the entire entertainment industry.
I'm like, ring, 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 Mickey. I got a business deal that you
Mickey,
are not.
I got an idea for you,
up.
Mando.
Okay, think of this: High School Musical, but instead, this guy's building computers, and he's doing that alone. It's for him. He just loves it.
That's just who he is.
He just loves
the stuff.
We get
to peek into that. We get to learn about him.
Slice of life.
Yeah, it just adds a whole. I shouldn't say adds a layer. It gives Henry Cavill one layer.
He's so complex. So complex.
It gives him something.
Yeah, it gives him something more than
finally.
Biceps.
I mean,
biceps.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, he needed something, I think.
And the mustache gave him something, to be honest. Yeah. To be fair,
I also, I first got a glimpse of him in Man of Steel when he comes out of the water as Superman and, like, steals, like, the plaid shirt off and his, like, he was, like, the first real meaty Superman. And I'm like, I'm here for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For defined back muscles in my Kal-El.
For who's going to say Superman.
I love Thanksgiving.
I was going to say something that is so boring that I've decided not to say it.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
I can say it, but I'm was literally like, and now mustaches are back, huh? With that Top Gun, huh? Like, what a stupid thing to say. I was like, and no, now keep people going, are really keep loving mustaches, huh? Anyway. Yeah, now.
And this has been Fashion Miles Talk with Shelby.
Right? Miles Teller's got a mustache, too.
I love Miles Teller.
Miles Teller is the opposite of Henry Cavill, though.
But sexy.
Layered and is almost hot in spite of being kind of not hot.
Yeah, right. Which that
but I'm like, no, he's hot, but it's not because he's hot.
And that's speaking
my
language.
Similar to Henry Cavill, though, is I think if like you read more than like every interview you read with them, you will hate them slightly more.
Yeah.
Miles Teller, every time he talks, I'm like, ooh, just act in movies.
Yeah.
Hey, you should play characters.
Yeah.
Because you're not good at the one that you were born into.
Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you this, but your personality is bad.
It's nagging. But when you play a character, you give them a special kind
give
of
me
charm.
That, give me that rooster, Mr. Teller. Let me hit me on the downbeat.
Dance on the beach.
I'm not
beach.
Hearing you.
Dance on the beach with a mustache, fucking idiot.
Shit.
Shit.
God.
DJ's disassociated. Shit.
Shit.
He's like, wait, I really love Miles Teller's personality.
EJ needs another break.
Yeah.
Can we?
This is going to be my thing now is I love the breaks. Go on a long contemplative walk. You're like, that's not what they're for.
Come back EJ sunburned the podcast. And like yeah. red-eyed. Be like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this.
When EJ joined the podcast, it was like in his contract. I need to be able to take a couple breaks.
Like long uninterrupted breaks. And no one can ask where I'm going.
No breaks in the breaks. The mm-hmm. breaks aren't the breaks.
The mm-hmm. breaks are the
them's
breaks.
The breaks.
Them's the breaks. Hey, them's the breaks. What is next on your records?
I believe this is my fifth one, which would be this one is very personal to me. I mean, they all are, obviously, but this one lacks some universality that the other ones have. But I felt like this is integral because when I meet people outside of Long Island and tell them about this phenomena, they are thrilled.
Phenomena.
So I can only imagine how people from Kepler 12 or whatever, phenomena.
Phenomena.
Thank you.
It was honestly a compulsion. I felt fucked up about how badly I had to finish it. It was like when I was possessed earlier. It was once again, I was kind of like, the demon that inside of me loves that song.
Phenomena.
The exorcism of the is just
phenomena.
Anyway,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12. It's the Jones Beach, which is the beach I grew up going to as a kid, and then I would eventually work there for 5 summers.
As a lifeguard?
As a lifeguard, yes.
Whoa.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Yes, EJ.
I'm also a lifeguard, but not for the ocean.
Oh, shit. I was a pool guard before, too. And okay, disrespected countlessly by the ocean guards. And
yeah, my lifeguard certification has expired.
Yeah, I mean, mine is expired.
Mine's not.
Cool. I was a waterfront lifeguard certified, but learned on a lake, never went to the salt water.
Oh, I worked one summer in the Sound at Heckscher State Park on the Long Island Sound.
Boom.
A couple of pool summers and then a bunch of ocean summers at the end there.
I was on a lake in
that's
Vermont.
That's for the big boys.
Yeah. That's for the big boys. That's for like teachers, firefighters, and one 19-year-old alcoholic.
The ocean? No, I don't go to the ocean.
Man.
I go to the tiny ocean, the lake.
I don't fuck with waves or salt, okay? I told you this. But there is illegal ice cream salesmen there. Illegal, they're like
kings.
Yeah, yeah. Absolute heroes of the day. I
essential
feel like
workers.
They were a dollar when I was there too.
Yeah.
And they sold 3 different or like multiple different kinds of ice cream, but they advertised 3.
3.
In a very specific way, in a very specific accent. And all of them did it this way. So there's like 15 different white dudes in cargo, white 50-year-old men. These are all, this is like a mafia job on Long Island. Yeah, they're like, I swear to God, this is like a special, like, these guys are all like off-duty construction workers or something. Like, they all, like, this sure. is pick up extra money into some on an island, bro. Yeah, well, I can't Saturday. I'm fucking selling ice cream, okay? You can go to your own shopping room. This is how the men sold it. Chipwich Snicker ice cream. Frozen fruit bar. Get your Chipwich Snicker ice cream. Frozen fruit bar. And those words are burned into my head from hanging out there every day of the summer to working there every day of the summer. Those three words. And those are... Maybe if you went to an ice cream truck, the last three things you would choose on an ice cream truck.
Rest in peace, Choco Taco, because that was my go-to.
Shit, dog. I like the bubble play. The pink glove with the little chewy.
Yeah, I know.
I was a big fan of that. The frog, of course. Choco, anything that had multiple textures, like if it looked like Donatello, I was in.
Yeah. You know,
I was an IP head. Give me a superstar wrestling bar any day of the week. Superstar wrestling bar. Undertaker, King Kong, Bundy, we got them all. They didn't
that would have been more fun.
Yeah, they should have gotten more specific, but all they had was Chipwich, Snicker ice cream,
SpongeBob with the gumball eyes.
Chocolate eclair.
You're like, wait, what?
Choco taco.
Ben and Jerry's fish food. Scooped out. Yeah. One guy. Oh, yeah.
In the pint, I say. Got spoons for it.
Spoons.
I feel like if aliens were able to listen to that, they could like figure out the context from that. You know what I mean?
They would get it.
Well, you know it's busy.
You know it's busy. You know these. There, it's capitalism on display.
Yeah,
it's which small business.
They really need to get on board with before they come down.
Oh my god!
I think that, that's gonna be the hardest thing for the aliens to wrap them heads around.
They're really gonna have to get on board quick.
Yeah,
because it's tough down here.
So
it's
they
tough.
Feed themselves it's garbage huge. To make money or save money.
And we're like both. both. Shut up.
We know. Half of us know. Half the other half.
I'm like, listen, Lord Slime Guy or whatever. I get it.
But, Lord Slime Dude.
I'm like, sorry, Slime Guy was your brother. You look a lot alike to me. They're like, we look completely different.
This is going to sound like racist, but your entire alien species looks pretty similar to me.
Like,
okay,
we all look the same. They're like, wow.
Like, classic. That's what we know about you guys.
Wow, that says everything we need to know. We're going back up, guys.
Okay, we watched The Ring. It is scary. We're out of here.
Yeah, they'll get capitalism. They'll get, first of all, Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to get on board with Jersey.
They need to. Yeah. They need
to. I hate
to
do this to you on your podcast, but it's Long Island. And so a lot of people.
Said Jersey.
A lot of people, it's the same shit, different toilet.
No,
but
they're
for
different
some
to
of
me.
Us, it's very important.
No, Long
this
Island's
right
different.
Here is the island, baby. Montauk, Jones Beach, Robert Moses, Toe Bay.
Hey.
This is Long Beach, the State Street area. Gilgo.
I want to quickly apologize to the people listening to the podcast
canceled.
And on the podcast that are from Long Island. I did not mean to refer to you
Long
as
Islanders
New Jersey.
Just got podcasts this last year. They're truly 25 years behind New York City in every step of the way.
And if this is the first one you listen to and I... Fuck.
I don't know how to come back from this.
Ignore that you existed in kind of a powerful way.
It would be really funny to release a no context apology.
To Long Island.
I'm really sorry. Long Island. Like on an upcoming episode.
I say something about Long Island that's going to really upset you guys.
Yeah.
I liken you to a group of people that you would never want to be likened to.
And now you have to do the same video for New Jersey.
And then I go, New Jersey, listen. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not Long Island.
Mm-mm.
And I'm sorry about
where
that.
Where you guys are both completely different.
Yeah.
Two completely different areas that worship the beach, the Guido lifestyle, police officers, and live 1 hour outside of the greatest city in America and refuse to visit it.
In an effort to smooth over both parties, I'll do my impression. I'm just kidding. I'll do my impression of someone from New Jersey, and then I'll do my impression of someone from Long Island. And you'll see that I understand that they're different.
And so this is like Chris Christie sucking off Billy Joel.
That was beautiful,
oh,
you guys.
Only the good die.
Okay, so they'll understand.
Yeah, it's the Dan Aykroyd blow.
The thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens when he comes. Yeah.
Totally.
Not you.
No, I, that's what happens when he comes. Totally. Yeah. Okay, I guess we're just saying, revealing it on the podcast.
I told you that in confidence.
That's what happens when Chris Christie comes. Oh. Was he turns into Thunder from the movie.
Yeah, that.
Got it. Chris, not yeah. you. We know what now happens you when you have a we all know what happens when me. You come.
To EJ, if you're listening to this podcast.
If.
You never know. I'm really sorry that it seemed like I was talking about the way that you come. I was talking about the way that Chris Christie comes. To Chris Christie, if you're listening to this podcast, I think I described you actually honorably. Mm.
And I'd like to apologize to EJ for the entire time I was on this podcast. I've been thinking about how EJ would come. And
yeah,
can't seem to sort it out in my head.
Yeah.
And I'd like to apologize to anyone having sex at all.
In the world.
Listening to this podcast.
That's the thing about our podcast. It makes it onto a lot of sex playlists.
It's really weird.
I wish that was a thing. I wish people would send me videos of them and their partner fucking while my podcast played.
Whoa.
Like, wait, no. So then my butthole was on fire and they're like, oh.
Yeah. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another. Oh my god, he's so fucking boring.
We're like, yeah, no, it I seems think Henry Cavill is hot. I'm like, yeah, if I come to think of it, like Henry Cavill and Miles Teller are both attractive men. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm gonna come.
While
say doing Henry Cavill one more time.
Fuck. While 69ing, I feel like he's just continuing to do this because he doesn't want to quit podcasting.
Yeah, they're like,
they bring it up on subtext. You don't realize.
This one's kind of sad, right?
God, they're really earnest in this one. It makes me kind of uncomfortable.
They give up. They're like, we don't, it doesn't feel right. They don't feel happy to me.
I don't feel like they are in it with us.
This is supposed to be a happy thing. And it feels really sad today. I don't know what's going on. They write you a message. I don't know what's going on with you, but I could tell when I was fucking that things aren't right with you right
now.
Yeah,
if you guys can drop a happier episode, me and my partner are trying to actually come every once in a while. Things are looking down. If you can drop a happy one, maybe one that is short.
Short. I want it to be short, and I want it to go off live. So go quick. Get in the studio.
We're like, okay.
Get in the stew.
Get back in the stew. So anyway, we're always saying that to each other.
Yeah. I'm always like, gonna see you in the stew, huh?
Yeah.
Catch me in the stew.
I'll be there. Yeah. Classic stuff.
Yeah, I hear ya.
Okay.
Casey is telling me that we've reached our time here today.
Casey's begging us to stop. Well, you guys
should know is that recently we learned off camera that Shelby will react sort of like making eye contact with a trained chimpanzee if you throw a sign up. She does not know how to handle the situation in which she's been told to take a break. It kind of sends her spiraling. But then you watch her bring it all back together and pull it off. And now Casey's doing the big
just
one.
Just kind of. Yeah. This is my impression of Casey just now.
Yeah. It was really intense.
And so what you have to know is that this has always been a problem for me. I have no time management. My body clock is wrong.
Yeah.
They bought a clock. I think there's many podcasts that I record in the studio. I think the clock was bought for me.
I think so too.
And in that way, I've really fallen in love with knowing what time it is. And
it's been a crazy, messy love affair.
The clock. And so then I never had to see a sign again. Huge for me, someone who can't read them. Then the clock stopped working. So what am I to do? I'm supposed to get hand signals from Casey that say, you've gone too long.
Yeah. Not to mention the eyes.
Yeah. I mean, he's pissed. Yeah.
I have three texts from him, and it says, if you can help her wrap this up, that would be ideal.
That's always happening. I want you to know that this is – the listeners are like, Shelby, please, every single time.
Yeah.
Shelby, seriously. Like, we get it. The podcast is ending.
It's hard to say goodbye. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It's never the right time.
No.
No.
Gabrus, is there anything else we didn't hit on your list that you want to make sure they hear about?
I think I got it all out there. I think the aliens will be both happy, and then like any situation in which you're putting together a list, I think the aliens would both be happy and then slightly impressed by me and my breath of
oh my god.
Actually, this guy sounds pretty cool.
And yeah. Like,
he likes pussy. He likes male muscle.
Pretty in touch with sexuality, by the way. The aliens like, this is what's healthy masculinity.
Yeah. Lord Slime Dude. Kenny didn't watch this shit, man.
He's like, slime guy. What do you have anything you want to plug? Obviously, your podcast.
Obviously, my podcast, High and Mighty. Obviously, Corked every Tuesday. That's an inside joke for HeadGum Heads, is that we were forced to like promote the scripted podcast Corked in like a number of different ways. And the copy was like stuff like 4 Tuesdays in a row starting on September 7th. Like it just like made it was like so such a weird roundabout way to promote anything that's 4 weeks. But
and it's like literally no big deal, but they literally didn't even ask us to promote it at all.
It's weird that it's like they didn't trust us with it.
I was on it. I think that's part of the reason why I was asked to promote it.
You don't have to.
It's okay.
I wasn't even asked at all.
You don't have to soften the blow.
It's okay. Like we'll deal with
it. No one asked you to promote. I was like, my name is Mother? That's not the name of the show. What was the stupid How I Met Your Mother?
They call me Mother.
Yo, no one asked you to promote My Name is Mother.
I was like, my name is Earl, my name is Mother. It's one of those two.
My name is Earl.
What was the thing? There's the last man on Earth, and then there's the one that's...
Last
man standing. And I got them mixed up, and someone kind of roasted me for that.
I think it's not your fault.
If Jeff Ross took you to fucking task. he was at his girlfriend's high school graduation. Not funny. Awful person.
Anyway,
shit, I have a job interview with him tomorrow.
Oh, no. I gotta go, ha, ha, ha. Fuck that.
Casey's going,
No, listen to Corked. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, listen to Corked.
I'm so excited to promote it. Corked on Tuesdays for a little bit. And then obviously,
classic.
High and Mighty. Go listen to them. They're on where you're listening to this. So take care. Leave us a review. 5 stars only. And a compliment for whoever you want. Doesn't even have to be on this podcast.
Yeah. But just it could be for one of us.
A compliment for someone. Spread positivity. Throw that shit around like glitter.
Oh my God.
Spread positivity by giving us 5 stars on our podcast. You guys are so magnanimous.
Is that not positive?
Spread positivity, Venmo us money, and you can compliment whoever you want in the Venmo comments.
Leaving a review is free, famously. You don't even have to have Apple Music.
Completely free. Words are free.
5 stars on Spotify couldn't hurt.
You think words are free until you're trying to perform at a college, and they're all like, hey, your trans humor doesn't work. And it's like, well, you learn words aren't free anymore, man. Words used to be fucking free in this society, man.
Exactly.
And now I only make 185 grand a month on my Patreon because I'm fucking canceled. Because
I'm canceled. That's America. Right?
Right.
Jeez.
Right? It's such a fucking thing. Right? I'm super confident at the end. Right? Am I right about
that? Well, right about that, right?
Right.
That's America, I think.
From what I've gathered. Yeah.
Okay, guys, if you're going to bed, I love you.
Good night. Sleep well. I'm serious.
If you're just waking up and that happens to be the end of the podcast is playing, you slept through the first 59 minutes of your alarm.
Have an incredible morning. Got yourself a cup of coffee, girl.
And tackle the day.
You got
the day
this.
Is yours. Carpe diem.
Fine, Casey. He's screaming at me.
Casey has a giant cartoon scissor, a giant prop scissors. He's going like this.
Casey is pulling out things I've never even seen. He's like, signs. Casey, like, it's crazy.
He just fired a flare into the air.
And I'll say it.
Confetti.
The room got hot again. I'll say it.
They cut the AC to get us out.
They're like, they always do. All right,
cut the AC. That's the only way to tire her out.
They're like, she can podcast for hours if we let her.
We got to grill her out. We got to smoke them out. Turn the heat up. She's almost wrapped. Turn the heat up.
Okay, honestly, end your lunch break. It's time to get back to work.
Right?
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night.
Calvin Klein.